The state agency charged with leading the restoration of Puget Sound says it cannot meet its inaugural goal of recovering the ecosystem by 2020. That's one of the takeaways from the Puget Sound Partnership's 2017 State of the Sound Report. The reports are issued every 2 years. More from 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
10 years into its mission, the agency says some progress has been made, especially on projects that respond directly to investment, things like restoration of floodplains and estuaries.
Becoming clear that we figured out how to do this Puget Sound recovery thing, something that there really was never a roadmap for.
That's Shada Sahandi, executive director of the partnership. She says they know how to do it, yet on only 10 of the 50 indicators they track have they registered improvement. Sahandi says they need a lot more funding. The report shows a 73% funding gap. One of the indicators they're most concerned about right now is the number of southern resident killer whales, which has fallen to just 76 individuals.
We just lost two more of them, and not only are we at a 30-year low, but when we look at what is causing them to look less and less viable is stuff that's going to get worse.
Things like vessel traffic and water pollution as increasing numbers of people move to the region. The partnership's leadership council is taking up a resolution to accelerate recovery of Chinook salmon, which have dwindled due to habitat loss and toxic chemicals. They're the resident orca's main source of food. The partnership is also discussing ways to calm vessel traffic or create more protective zones for the whales. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.